Welcome to Relational Skills in Real Life, a Thrive Today podcast where we share everyday stories of encouragement and transformation from people using relational skills in their lives. Spend time with us and be inspired by real-life examples of how we use relational skills to strengthen and repair our relational connections. We're so glad you're here.
Hello friends, Chris Corsi here, president of Thrive Today, and I want to welcome you to the Relational Skills in Real Life podcast. Today's focus is if you're stuck in your healing. That's right. If you're stuck in your healing, what can we do? This is the million-dollar question. How do we recognize when we're stuck? And what are some practical things we can do to move forward? Well, friends, we all have opportunities for growth, right? Life is inevitably, and relationships are inevitably going to bring up and help us discover areas in our life and our character where we need some healing. We lose our peace and we have to learn how do we get that peace back. So many are stuck in their healing journey. They don't feel like they're moving forward and they're looking for some practical things they can do. And friends, this is really where relational skills blossom. It's in this garden where healing is needed, where relational skills change everything. And one of the signs that we are stuck in our healing, or maybe we need some healing, is we have a hard time staying relational. Anytime we have a hard time practicing skill zero, which is learning to keep our relational circuits on, anytime we keep slipping into enemy mode, there's a sign that I probably need some healing in some way. I'm getting triggered. Unprocessed pain is leaking into the present. So where do I have a hard time staying relational, right? Noticing when I slip into enemy mode. What are the circumstances when I slip into enemy mode? Why do I keep slipping into enemy mode? Another sign that some healing is needed is we lack joy and peace. And so losing our peace especially is one of the clear indicators that healing is needed. So do we feel like we have God's peace in all the different places of our lives? Where do cravings start to surface? And where do I feel the need to disconnect? So just, you know, a little bit of curiosity by looking at some of these symptoms, particularly where fear is running the show, where enemy mode is present, where I lack peace and joy, is a good sign that pain is actively leaking out, and particularly when we become reactive. So thinking about this this topic reminds me of a good friend of mine, Tim. So Tim just can't seem to make his relationships work. He keeps trying. It's not because of a lack of willpower. He wants to make his relationships work, but there's just a lot of friction and tension in his family and in some of his closest relationships, even with some of his coworkers. So Tim is very reactive. He's kind of stuck in his comfort zone. He doesn't really know how to quiet. He just disconnects with TV and movies and shows, and he just doesn't quiet. He's very restless, kind of needs to keep himself busy. And he can't seem to find satisfaction. And so all of this will show up in his life and his relationships especially. But Tim, you know, he's a hard worker. He's a great guy. He's a hard worker, great guy. He has an excellent work ethic. He cares about people. He loves God. But he's anchored in his pain from some really difficult stuff that's happened in his childhood especially. And so this is playing out in his closest relationships where there's a lot of tension and friction. And his family just really wants him to get some help because they're feeling the effects of this. But the challenge that's there is Tim has learned to justify his reactions and his behavior and to kind of make it everybody else's problem. So as he's been going down this road, he's starting to better understand himself and better understand how his painful childhood is actually playing out in the present and robbing him. So it's been really helpful walking with Tim and just watching some of these changes start to happen in him, because ultimately what Tim needed was to grow some capacity with what we like to call the foundational five skills here at Thrive Today. So he needed to learn to better live relationally, keeping his relational brain online. He needed to grow some joy, which would happen from meaningful connections. So turning off the TV and actually interacting with people would help him to grow some joy and actively, you know, practice relational skills to grow some joy. But he also needed to learn to quiet. learn to rest. It's hard for Tim to quiet and rest because he wants to keep himself busy because he's such a hard worker, right? This guy could just basically keep himself busy and work all day into the night, and then he would just crash and veg in front of the TV. So he needed some relational living, relational circuit work. He needed some joy and he needed some quiet. He also needed to learn how to reflect and remember the good stuff. So appreciation is really a skill that he needed because he didn't have a lot of practice being able to reflect on the good stuff, whether it's good stuff from his day or good stuff from his week or good stuff in his relationships. He would tend to just focus on what was wrong and he'd get stuck there, right? And there's nothing fun about that. And he needed to find some of God's peaceful presence in some of these areas in his life, some of the difficulties that he was feeling, some of the hopeless despair that he feels about the change, and especially some of these places from his childhood that were still actively playing out. So growing capacity actually helped him. He started to have a bit of a buffer. He had more charge in his battery so that he was a little more patient, a little more present. He was able to actually start growing some joy. You'd start seeing Tim smile more often. So he started to grow capacity, and that actually improved everything for a time as he started to grow capacity. But eventually, as he started to grow a lot more capacity, he bottomed out because there was a skill that was missing. And the skill was his ability to return to joy from upsetting emotions. So growing capacity got him much farther down the road. He gained some good ground and some grew some momentum. But he bumped into these places where he wasn't returning to joy from his anger, from his hopeless despair, from his shame, from his disgust, from upsetting emotions. And so growing capacity made those other skills, missing skills, a little easier to spot. So what he needed was to now learn how to get back to joy. So identifying people in his family or community that had some of the skills that he was missing. And that was something I also was able to help him with by sharing stories of times I returned to joy. And so he needed a little bit of examples. He needed some practice. What he didn't need was more good information. He was already reading all kinds of material, trying to better understand stuff, but he actually needed practice. He needed to actively work on his capacity. He needed to learn those recovery skills, and he needed to start finding God's peaceful presence in some of these places where he was just stuck, especially some of his painful moments from his past that were still playing out in the moment. So it was a pretty profound experience to watch Tim change and to watch him grow as he was healing, as he was growing capacity, as he was learning his return to joy skills. And he was pleasantly surprised to discover that God was with him all of his days, even in those dark places of his life. He found that Jesus was there. It was beautiful to watch because his brain was pretty much convinced God wasn't there, right? Because if God was there, he would have stopped it. It's kind of like the footprints in the sand story where the man sees one set of footprints in some of the hardest places of his life. And he says, see, Jesus, you abandoned me there. You gave up. And Jesus says, no, actually, that's where I was carrying you. I was carrying you through those times. That's why there's only one set of footprints. And that's what Tim was discovering, that in those deep, painful places, Jesus was there loving on him, comforting him, and connecting with that reality just changed Tim's character. It changed his life. It deepened his faith. All kinds of good things had grown in that garden. So there were some clear symptoms that Tim needed some healing and he needed some relational skill practice. So the reactivity was very clear. Something's going on. Reactivity tells a story. Reactivity is a breadcrumb trail to some pain or feeling out of control or when we just didn't have what we needed. And he was fighting to stay in his comfort zone. So very rigid, inflexible in some ways. He wanted everybody around him to change, except for himself. So, okay, something's going on there, right? Some pain's bubbling up to the surface here. And fear ran the show. And so it was clear he was doing a lot of things out of fear. And fear is also a breadcrumb trail. Like, okay, something needs to change here. What are these feelings? What story are these feelings telling? What is the fear trying to stop? And when did he feel this way before in his life? So just interacting with Jesus about these things really helped to bring some clarity. And looking at these symptoms with curiosity rather than defensiveness helped him to be able to better understand it and to find the solutions that he needed. But basically, Tim didn't have a lot of joy and he lacked peace. So he was highly motivated for some of these things to change because the strain was showing up in his relationships. It actually was affecting his health as well. And so he lacked peace and joy. So reactivity, fighting for a comfort zone, expecting everybody to change around him, doing things out of fear, and just missing joy and peace were all indicators something else is going on here. So as we land this plane here today, I just want to, you know, highlight a couple things that really changed the game for Tim. So he needed to slow down long enough for these feelings to come up that he was avoiding, right? He needed to slow down long enough, quit using what Ed Corey calls beeps to disconnect. Beeps are the behaviors, experiences, events, people, and people and substances that he was turning to stay disconnected from, you know, whatever he was trying to avoid. So slowing down, leaning into the tension rather than running from it really helped him to face some of this stuff and to learn that he could indeed survive some of these feelings that he was avoiding. And look at how fear is running the show. Where do you do things out of fear, right? Where does fear show up in your parenting or your relationships, in your walk with Christ? Where does fear run the show? And he needed to grow some capacity. Without capacity, it's going to be really hard to sustain any changes, right? Because the pain's going to leak out. So we actually need a buffer zone that happens when we grow capacity to better manage what we feel. And ultimately, Tim needed to learn some return to joy skills that were missing. So capacity, return to joy skills, and connecting with Jesus in painful places profoundly impacted Tim, profoundly changed and transformed him, and his relationships were better for it. So friends, there's more information at Thrive Today. We've done a lot of healing webinars called Unlock Your Healing series, Unlock Your Healing. And so you can learn more about these things with that series, those webinars at thrivetoday.org. May this be the start of something good for you.
Thank you for listening. Check the description of this episode for specific resources and visit us at thrivetoday.org anytime. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with friends. We look forward to seeing you next time.